The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today. The longer this thing goes, the more conversation there is going to be. It's just how this stuff happens. I know there are people who are tired already of talking about the Jordan Love contract pending. I believe it was Ian Rappaport who said earlier this week, it's just a matter of when, not if, which, by the way, is where we were, I think, 2 months ago. And then Adam Schefter came on and said, if the contract gets done. So then the record scratched and we said, whoa, wait a minute. But I think conventional wisdom does say that this contract is going to get done. So then the conversation, of course, is, well, where will it land? And we have talked a lot about that. But we have new insight as Mike Florio was on the Pat McAfee show yesterday and reiterated that Jordan Love's camp is confident that a deal with the Green Bay Packers will get done. Take a listen.
I think it's going to be a challenge to get him to Jared Goff's level, but I thought it would be a challenge to get Jared Goff to Jared Goff's level. I didn't think the Lions would give him $53 million a year in new money. That changed everything. Oh. You mentioned Tua earlier, and I never got around to the Tua position, but I think the Goff contract makes Tua want more, makes Matthew Stafford want more, makes Jordan Love want more. Now, I think that Love's camp is confident they're going to get a deal done, but it's easy to say yes or no. Does the guy need a new deal? Yes. The harder part is, how much are we going to pay? What's the cap hit? What's the structure? Tua definitely deserves a new deal. How are we going to figure out the right number? Jordan Love, absolutely. How do we project the right number based on half of a season of turning it around? Because the first half of the 2023 season was rough. So that's always the challenge with these deals. But when the Lions give Goff 53, it makes it easier for the other quarterbacks to say,
wait a minute,
we kind of like that number.
So not a lot of new stuff there. He's kind of just aggregating all of the things that we have said. Chewy, the Jared Goff thing, do you think Jordan Love's number should go above and beyond what Jared Goff got from the Lions?
No. I think it goes above Tua.
Assuming
I don't know
Tua happens first.
What if Tua gets 52?
There's no way Tua. You're going to pay Tua. Well, then they're idiots in Miami. He does not. Tua's...
I understand.
Tua's a fine quarterback, but his upside, we know what Tua is right now. We kind of think we know what Jordan Love is, which I believe is better than Tua.
I 100% agree.
Tua's a 47 guy.
I didn't think that, but I didn't think Goff was getting 53. So now, if here's the problem now if you're the Packers, because you decided to bleep around and find out. Because you decided to drag your feet and be like, oh, no, we're going to play. I don't know if this is Russ Ball just, you know, making sure that he justifies his position within the organization. I don't know where this comes from. But because you decide, oh, we're going to play the negotiation game. We're going to submit this. They'll submit that. Instead of just reasonably coming to the table, you're costing yourself more money. And you're leaving the door open for someone to make a foolish mistake, like pay Tua $52 million per year. If the Dolphins do that, like, that's it. That's all, man. Like, good luck getting Jordan Love at 50 or 49. That ain't happening if another team decides, hey, we're going to pay our guy, who Jordan Love is probably better than, this type of money.
I think they're banking more on Dak, because Dak's not going to get more than Goff, right?
They talked about that number being potentially near 60.
Dak?
Yes.
All right, then pay Jordan. I mean, if Dak is around 60, are you kidding me? You know? I think all those quarterbacks, we know what Goff is.
Yes.
We know what Tua is. Do you agree with me that we know what Tua is?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Tua's never going to be a superstar.
No, he's a good guy.
He's a good
quarterback.
We know what Dak is.
Yes.
Do we know what Jordan is?
Not fully.
Okay.
And the other name out there, by the way,
that's what scares the Packers.
Are up for contract extensions is Trevor Lawrence.
He feels almost more incomplete than Jordan Love.
No, I don't think so.
Then you're judgment would have to be he's not very good.
I would take, hold on, right now, going into this season, I would take Trevor Lawrence over Jared Goff. Is that fair?
I would too.
With the same talent, Trevor Lawrence is better than Jared Goff.
I would agree with that. I don't know if the necessary, the statistical evidence is there to support that case, but I agree with you that I think Trevor is better than Jared Goff.
So again, the league has incentivized patience here. The league, because they have this trend of the next guy is the highest paid guy, is incentivizing patience. If you are Jordan Love's camp, that's what I'm saying, man. Practice your patience. That's what I tell my girls all the time. This is a great opportunity to practice your patience. Just wait. We're going to get this deal done.
Yes.
And the more guys that get it done before us, this is why if you're the Green Bay Packers, Gabe, why are you not pressing send? Why are you not pushing this issue?
Oh,
why are you not forcing this thing now, though? Like, as soon as you saw the Jared Goff thing go, you go, we still got Lawrence out there. We still got Dak out there. And we still got Tua out there.
I think Tua is a non-factor. I put him in a different category.
But all it takes is for an organization to overinflate a guy's value, to be willing to pay him, because you haven't had a franchise quarterback in a while. I mean, who? Marino? It's fair.
Depends upon how you feel about
Chiefs. Let me ask you this. What if Tua signs for 45?
That's good for the Packers.
Yeah, it's really good for the Packers. Do I think Tua signing for 45?
But
I do
hold
not.
On. If Tua signs for 45 and you are Jordan Love, you wait. Because you still got a couple guys out there. You wait for Dak.
Yeah.
You wait for Trevor.
Yes. That's why there's no rush. But I mean, we don't have to poll this, but just spitballing this, what percentage of the fans want to see him play six games into the season? A small amount? Is it closer to 50-50? As opposed to pay him...
During training camp or before training camp.
Jared Goff. No, the season. Six games into the season.
And then do the extension?
Yes.
Man.
I mean, do you think it's 20%? Do you think it's 40%?
Sure. I mean, maybe if the fans want that, man. But I don't want that for Jordan. Like, you got to get your money. You got to go out there and get it now. Who knows what happens in those first six games? What if he breaks a leg?
No, I know. I can see both sides, and I know what the Packers are doing. They're selling really hard. Sorry, Jordan, just for 53, 55, nine games is not enough. It's just not enough.
This is the corner you put yourself in, though, as the Packers.
And I'm saying, and the other side is like, hey, the market is what it is.
Correct.
And it is what it is. And then the Packers come back and go, if it's gotten to hardball, we got 3 years. We're willing to franchise you twice. I'm just saying, if when it comes to hardball, I don't think they're at hardball. That's what they're saying. You want to be franchise tagged twice? Is that what we want?
But Gabe has said multiple times, you don't want to go down that route with your franchise quarterback. You just don't.
That's how they operate.
How the Cowboys, have they employed that? Did they employ that?
Well, not with the quarterback. The only team that's actually done with that with their quarterback,
Washington
did it with Kirk Cousins. And then Kirk was like, deuces. You guys don't want to pay me, I'll get paid someplace else.
Yeah.
So if that's the route they go, the second that Jordan Love gets franchise tagged, if it gets to that point, if he plays out this year and they have to franchise tag him at the end of next year, the second he gets franchise tagged, the clock's on his time.
Hold on a minute. I guess I got to look. But what is the franchise tag right now for quarterbacks? Do you have any idea what that number is?
High 40s?
Yeah, it's probably 40s. Probably around 40s. I don't know what it is this year. But the second, if again, and that's
38.
A long ways down the road. That is a long ways away because we would have to get through this entire season. You would have to get through another part of the season. But the second he gets franchise tagged, they don't have a deal done by then. Like, to me, the countdown timer is on of Jordan Love not being here.
If I was a betting man, this gets done 2 days before camp and everyone's excited and everyone's Super Bowl or bust, that's what it's going to get.
But what's the number going to be?
I think they'll meet in the middle. I think Love's camp recognizes, it's only nine games. I mean, they're not telling the Packers that. It's only nine games, but the market is what it is, and they'll meet in the middle of wherever.
The problem with that is if you agree it was only nine games, then I'm Jordan Love, and I'm taking a shorter-term contract.
But what I would
Here's two, 3 years.
What I would do, this is what I would do. I would go in and say, okay, let's meet in the middle,
And if you perform, we'll give you incentives to get you
to this
number.
He already did that, though, man.
I'm just saying, Gabe. I'm just saying.
But you can't keep playing that card.
You can when you have two franchise tags available. I'm just telling you. If it comes to hardball, I'm just saying.
Do you want to be known as that organization that drafted this guy?
Caused all of the issues.
Okay, but we believe in you.
Yeah, but Gabe.
But at the end of the day,
if you ask the Green Bay Packers,
you don't want to be that franchise. You already screwed it up with Devontae. You want to
No. They would never admit they screwed up on Devontae. Never.
But players know they screwed up.
Players know they screwed up.
But if the players know, that's the only thing that's important. The players knew you screwed it up.
Yes.
So now if I'm one of these wide receivers we talked about yesterday, and I'm they're playing hardball with Jordan?
Yeah.
The hell are they going to do with me when it comes time for me?
And it feels like the Packers have turned the page on being a franchise that people can say, I don't know about them. I mean, Rodgers was out there just carnival barking that stuff, wasn't he? Mm-hmm. Telling everybody they don't treat their veterans well. They don't handle these situations well. Kind of feels like they've lost that. That reputation, that narrative is not following this team around.
But
the last thing you want to do is get back in that space.
But you know what happens? You know what happens the day after he gets his $210 million contract? All is forgotten. All is forgotten. Like, well, I don't remember that. I just remember my bank account. Yeah, all is forgotten.
If Jordan Love's agency is worth their salt, which I think that they are, they have a flow chart in front of them.
Sure.
The flow chart says, if this happens, this is what we do. If this happens, this is what we do. If Tua gets this, this is what we do. If so-and-so gets this, if Lawrence signs and this is the number, this is what we do. Like, they have it all spread out. So they put it in front of Jordan and say, here's the plan. No questions, no worries, no concerns by you. Here is the plan. If Tua signs and it's for this amount of money, this is what we go to the Packers with. If Lawrence signs and it's for this amount of money,
they don't want. I can tell you
this, Jen.
If
none of them sign, we just wait.
They don't want to wait on Lawrence. They want this deal done before Lawrence
so
gets his
deal
done.
So then that's on the flow chart as well.
Yes.
It's all there as far as, like, here's how we handle each of these variables occurring.
Dak 60? Yeah. Jerry Jones. That Botox is going right to his brain. Holy smokes. What are you, crazy?
But this is what teams are forced to look at. That's why, is Tua...
I mean, he hasn't won you a Super Bowl or come close this far, and you're like, money's going to make a difference. What are you, a moron?
But with Tua, so let's just use Tua as the example here.
Just out of curiosity, these are all rhetorical questions.
Yes.
I mean, we don't have to answer them, is what I was getting
correct,
at.
Yes. We don't have to answer a single one of them. But so if Tua were to hit the free agent market, there's a team out there that's going to give him $50 million. And that's what the Dolphins are looking at. The Dolphins are going, well, we kind of have a decent team right now.
Yeah, but they have the two franchises left too, Gabe.
Yeah, but we have the two things right now. Do we want to start over at quarterback, or do we just want to pay this guy and make sure our quarterback is happy? That's what every team does.
Yeah.
Because, yes, every team. There's a reason, Chew, that only one team in the history of the franchise tag has actually done the two franchise
tag. But I don't want to get into Tua's negotiation, but the Dolphins are saying, what's your biggest win? You sucked last year. You couldn't beat a good team.
And Tua's going, okay, then best of luck doing it without me.
But again, what's the alternative? When you think maybe you've got a guy you can build around, even if it's a maybe, the alternative is he's not our guy. We stink. We purposefully stink to put ourselves in a position to get one of the best quarterbacks coming out of the draft next year or the year after that.
You guys think Tua is good?
A tough pill to swallow.
Do you guys think Tua is good?
I really like the coach.
Yes.
That's where I sit there and go, if he can figure out the way to make him work, I think they can be successful.
If you're keeping your quarterback, you're going to have to pay him $50 million per year. If you decide to
but
sign
Miami,
any team,
Miami
any
is
team,
not winning a Super Bowl with just Tua.
I would, look, you're not getting a disagreement out of me from that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying right now, if you decide you are keeping your quarterback, any team in the NFL, hey, we got to extend this guy.
All right, one more question because I know we got to get the break. Tua or Purdy, who are you taking?
Purdy.
And I ain't paying Purdy a ton of money. I mean, I'm paying him, but...
Again, he's going to...
He's limited.
$50 million.
He's limited.
Again, we saw Purdy with all those weapons and that great defense. You put Purdy on a team that doesn't have all those things, I'm not sure he's getting the job done.
Which is where they're going in 2 years because they can't pay all those guys. So they're going to have to pay Purdy.
Who did they just re-sign yesterday? I saw that
Jennings.
Jennings.
Yeah.
It's not exactly a big money guy.
No.
Couldn't believe that was like front page of ESPN. Like, third wide receiver is getting, okay, cool, guys.
Well, it's May 29th, and that's about where we are right now in the NFL cycle. All right, we'll take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Top 8 at 8 coming up next.
Guys, I'm telling you, if you're making plans to propose to that special someone in your life, there is only one place only you should go. Of course, it's at the Jewelry Center. They're the best place to shop for diamond engagement rings in Milwaukee for a reason. There's a reason why I went to the Jewelry Center. I wasn't quite sure what my now wife was looking for, but the team at the Jewelry Center was always there to help me, point me in the right direction. Maybe you're somebody like that. Go to our Pinterest board. Bring in some pictures. That helpful team at the Jewelry Center, the Dean, the Dancing Machine, has put together is always going to be able to help you out. And because they're the Jewelry Center, they have options. Lab-grown diamonds, naturally mined diamonds. Whatever you're in the market for when it comes to an engagement ring, Jewelry Center has it. Check out the inventory by stopping in at any one of their three locations, Greenfield, Brookfield, or in Burlington, or shop online at shoptjc.com.
The Top 8 at 8.
Name something that follows the word pork.
You pie.
Huh? One category.
Name something people take with them to the beach.
Turkey.
The top eight answers.
The first thing you buy in a supermarket.
Turkey.
The top 8 at 8.
A food often stuffed.
Turkey.
The top 8 at 8 on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Name Popeye's favorite food.
Chicken.
Chicken!
The top 8 at 8 on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
All right, Gabe, what do we got?
List of 8 things in front of me. You two guess back and forth. Once you each get one incorrect, we open it up to the fans at 800-990-3776. Whoever gets the last one on the list wins that ESPN Milwaukee prize pack. Because there's a tie for 8th, actually 9 names on this list, but I'm looking for the last 9, either all pros, all NBA, or all MLB performers for the Packers, Brewers, and Bucks. So you had to be first or second team all pro, make one of the 3 all NBA teams, or one of the 2 all MLB teams.
How did you even tabulate this list? You just went through the 3 teams in the last few years?
Yeah.
Chu, what do you think? You think the Brewers have had any, is it all MLB?
All MLB, which started in 2019, by the way.
Oh. I did see a graphic, I believe, that said that Contreras is in line for this year's all MLB. I don't know if he got it last year, though.
I wouldn't think. Who do you got?
I don't know. Who do
How
you
about
got?
Giannis?
That's a good one.
Jen loves to dive headfirst into the
very same.
She's so nervous. And Chewie's like, Giannis.
Okay.
Giannis, number 1 on the list. He was first team all NBA this past season.
Do you want me to go again?
Yeah, that's great.
How about
Davante Adams.
Yes.
He was a first-team All-Pro for the Packers in 2021.
Okay.
He's number 6 on the list.
Hold on.
Yes.
Now, Jen, you have to guess one.
Why do I have to guess?
Because that's the way the game works.
Chewy mistakenly said another answer in his Devontae answer.
Said Devondre.
There you go.
Also an All-Pro in 2021, he is number 7 on the list.
Now, they talked about this last night on... Baseball the game? Brewers Network.
Oh, see, I was at the game, so I didn't
Yelich
hear.
Would have won back-to-back MVPs in 2019 if he didn't break his kneecap, so let's go with Yelly.
Christian Yelich was first-team All-MLB in 2019, but that goes too far back, so it is not on the list.
Okay, you're on your own.
I love that there are people already lining up on the phone line because they're like, this is not going well. Okay, hold on. Would there be any other Bucks who were all pro? No. Giannis,
probably
Giannis,
not.
Giannis.
Yes.
But, and 2019, Yelich is too far back. Packers, 2019. Oh, Aaron Rodgers, all pro?
Aaron Rodgers won an MVP and was all pro in 2021, along with Adams and Campbell. He's number 5 on the list.
Stay with his friend.
His friend.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
He doesn't have any friends.
Aaron?
A few he does have.
You could name them all.
David Bakhtiari.
David Bakhtiari is not
there
on the list.
There we go. Oh, he isn't?
No. Not on the list.
When was his last All-Pro?
Last All-Pro, I think, was 2020.
So again, isn't he the only friend that Aaron Rodgers had on the team? I'm assuming
Randall Cobb.
He was not an All-Pro.
Yes, the last All-Pro for David Bakhtiari was 2020, and it was too far back.
Okay. How many we got?
You got four.
That's not bad.
You got Giannis, Aaron Rodgers, Davante Adams, and Devondre Campbell.
That was really bad.
All tough ones.
That was very, very bad.
All really hard.
Yes. Very disappointed.
Very difficult.
800-990-3776. Let's go out to the phone lines. John, who has been on for 4 minutes. The segment started 3 minutes ago, and John was like, no chance these bozos can get through whatever list Gabe has pulled up today. You're on with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Can you complete our top 8-8 list?
Josh Hader.
Josh Hader was a all MLB performer back in 2021. He's tied for eighth.
All right. Jair Alexander.
Jair Alexander was a second team all pro back in 2022. He's number four on the list.
Ooh.
We got six.
Six, but there's technically nine on the list because there's a tie for eighth.
Freddy Peralta.
Freddy Peralta, not on the list.
Good guess.
And these are first team only?
Any of them. So you could have been first, second, third team all NBA, first or second team all MLB, or first or second team all pro.
Kyle, in a car, you're on with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Can you complete our top 8-8 list? Now I have a Brewers player that I think we probably are.
Pretty glaring one.
Kicking ourselves.
Yeah, I think Corbin Burns.
There Corbin Burns won a Cy Young Award.
Translate all the time.
2021. tied for eighth with Josh Hader, leaving just number two and three left on the list.
I think Chris Middleton was second team All-Pro 1 year.
Chris Middleton was not second team All-Pro. Chris has never made an All-NBA team, which is a crying shame. It's devastating.
Good job with Burns, though.
800-990-3776. Need callers to play top 8-8. Gabe, go ahead and reset the list for us.
All right, so we're looking for either making an All-Pro, All-NBA, or All-MLB team for the Brewers, Bucks, and Packers. Giannis, number one, making an All-Pro team in 2024. Also went all the way back to 21. Number four, Jair Alexander, second team All-Pro in 2022. Aaron Rodgers, Davante Adams, Devondre Campbell, All-Pro in 2021. Corbin Burns, Josh Hader closing out the list as they were all MLB in 2021 as well.
800-990-3776. I think the hardest one of this was the Brewers players, even though you mentioned Hader and you mentioned Corbin Burns.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe because it's just not as in your face, the all MLB teams.
Because it's still relatively new. They first started doing it back in 2019.
Could be one more.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not.
Carl in Rhinelander, you're up next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Can you complete our top 8-8 list?
Clark?
Kenny Clark?
Is that what you said? Clark. Kenny Clark was a pro bowler last year, but not an all-pro for the Green Bay Packers.
800-990-3776. Thanks, Carl. 800-990-3776. Looking for contestants to play top 8-8. Not a lot of calls this morning. Maybe this list is harder than you thought for our loyal listeners.
Yeah.
AC and Tosa, you're up next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Can you complete our top 8-8 list?
Oh, I know it's going to be a Packer. Can't be a Buck.
I actually have a Brewer in my mind, not positive.
Yeah. Go ahead, Casey.
Okay, well, now you guys just got me nervous.
Well, there's two. There are two names left on the list, so.
There's going to be a Packer on there. And the defense sucks, so it's got to be somebody on offense. Let's see. Davante Adams was already guessed, right?
Correct. Yeah. Davante Adams was all pro back in 2021.
It's probably somebody sneaky on defense. Did anybody guess Kenny Clark?
Kenny Clark was just incorrectly guessed, so you get to go again.
Oh, okay.
This is a masterclass in stalling now.
linebacker. It's going to be a linebacker.
I can't imagine.
he's already got.
I can't imagine.
Can we just drop AC?
We're going too far back if I say Clay Matthews, so yeah. I'm going to say That's too far back.
Oh, man. All right.
Oh, man, the call dropped? Is that what you said, Josh?
Phone broke.
So, again, just kind of to kind of narrow this down, it's a timeline, right? So if Giannis was number one on the list in 2024 and Jair Alexander is number four on the list in 2022 and we're looking for 2 and 3.
Yes. Fairly recent.
Let's go out to the phone lines. Mike and Tosa, you're up next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Can you complete our top 8 at 8 list? Mike?
Hello?
Hi, go ahead.
I'm going to go with the Airbender.
Devin Williams is number three on the list. He was second team.
See, I was going Woodruff.
All MLB season.
Devin Williams.
I thought Woodruff might have.
Yeah, Devin Williams, second team, all MLB last year.
Not top of mind because he's been injured.
Because he's been injured.
Yeah. Unmas?
One more. Number two on the list.
Oh, good Lord. That was the easy one. I'll go with Woodruff.
Woodruff is incorrect.
Okay.
800-990-3776. Okay, now we have lots of callers who want to play top 8 at 8. Apparently, they know the last one on the list. Sam is next in Kenosha. You're up next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, Sam.
I was wondering if it's Keyshawn Nixon.
Keyshawn Nixon!
Oh, he made All-Pro. I was going to say Elton. I thought
in 2023 and 2022, good he went back-to-back. As the kick return on the All-Pro team, he's number two on the list.
Does that help in negotiations? I would imagine so, yes.
For a kick returner?
You make the All-Pro? Well, especially now that they changed the rules. Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Well, I mean, he did get paid.
Yeah.
3 years,
15 But I think he got paid more of a nickel than he did a returner.
Not now. Well, maybe now.
Yes, he's paid to play nickel.
Yeah.
It certainly helps your case. Hey, I've been an All-Pro.
Hey, I've been tossing a couple extra literally mil. The best in the league at this one thing.
Yeah, and what do you think the Packers said? Yeah, but as a kick returner.
Field position? We don't care about
that's
that.
That's right up there with long snapper. Can you be an All-Pro as a long snapper?
No, they do not have a long snapper All-Pro.
That's good, because I wouldn't have been.
But for a punter and a kicker, you can be.
Ron and Key wants to give this distinction out. He says, longest call guess ever, Hall of Fame stalling, everything except are you going to the ball today? We love an Adam Sandler drop here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Whether you're a local who wants to enjoy a night out or you're planning to visit Milwaukee, you can enjoy an artfully stylish experience at St. Kate the Arts Hotel. It is ideally located in the heart of the theater district in downtown Milwaukee. It's got deluxe accommodations, culinary creativity, on-site art galleries, and nightly live music. And whenever my pals from the network come into town for an event or for a game, do you know where they stay? At St. Kate. You can book special hotel packages with room rates starting as low as $129 a night. Learn more and book your stay at stkatearts.com. That's stkatearts.com.
You're listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
You called them a white
find
stiff
someone else.
Earlier.
From one white stiff to another? I'm pretty well versed in the realm of stiffs.
On 94.5 ESPN. To say.
Ewald makes it easy. Ewald is everywhere. Oconomowoc, Franklin, Cudahy, Hartford, and now Menominee Falls. Celebrate the grand opening sale of Volkswagen and Buick GMC at every Ewald location with thousands in savings on over 1,300 vehicles, and it's all backed by their low price guarantee. An exclusive 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty. Don't miss Ewald's grand opening sales event. It's going on right now. Make it easy. Just go to ewaldauto.com.
I would say this was the least shocking outcome of the circumstances, but honestly, I did not know if this was going to happen. I did not know if the Louisville Police Department would come to their senses and drop the charges against Scottie Scheffler, which it was revealed yesterday is in fact what is going to happen. Because while my eyeballs told me that, yes, in fact, it was an exaggerated account of what had happened, that police report, and that they were going to have a very difficult time proving that Scottie Scheffler was guilty of a felony. People be crazy. You know, and like if they were trying to stake their claim to uphold the law to this Scottie Scheffler thing and run with the media attention and take advantage of an opportunity, it would not have shocked me. And that's what I mean. that them dropping the charges, Gabe, I think it was the right thing to do. I think it was the reasonable thing to do. And yet I would not have been surprised if that was not the conclusion this police department came to.
Well, and again, it comes down to the DA and what they want to pursue. And I think they finally just kind of, okay, we're the ones who have to step up in a court of law. And once Scotty's lawyer was like, there ain't going to be no deals. Yeah. Either drop this or we're going to court. And it just seemed like the more and more videos came out, it just did not seem like it was going to go well for the Louisville Police Department. So it was just best to drop this, move on, and have everybody forget about it.
Well, coupled with the record of the cops and some of his antics throughout his career as a cop, wouldn't have went over too well.
Because he decided to do donuts one time with an intoxicated person in the backseat. He was just having a good time, Jew.
People I bet the guy in the backseat had a good time, too. Like, talk about the spins, Jen. Whoa! I'm going to throw up!
Cop does donuts one time.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, he loses all credibility. Yeah. I don't know what's happening here. What world are we living in? I think it also needed to be taken into account the character of Scotty Scheffler. This is why it behooves you to be a good person, to live your life a certain way, so that when something like this happens, where it's a he said versus a he said, a lot of people are going, really? Doesn't feel like that's something Scotty Scheffler would do. It doesn't feel like there was any malicious intent. It doesn't feel like that's how he would handle a situation, no matter how stressful, right? We have seen him on the golf course, Gabe, in the most stressful of his professional situations, handle it like easily. So again, I know that there was a heightened level of emotion. We have said that from the jump of this whole thing, but it was very hard to convince the general public that Scotty Scheffler had done anything beyond be part of a misunderstanding that day at Valhalla.
And ultimately, that's what everybody kind of decided.
Especially when he goes out after leaving jail and goes and shoots a 66.
Yeah.
Pretty clean conscious, right?
Right, yeah. He's not feeling guilty about anything he necessarily did.
It didn't even occur to me that a guilty conscience might play a role in it. It was more of just like, my thing would have been, how did I get myself in this situation? Like, even when I thought I was handling things as well as I could, maybe not at the beginning, going around the barricade, which is Scotty said as much in a more recently released video yesterday.
Well, yeah, because one cop told him, hey, go do this thing. So he started doing this thing. One tried to stop him. He said he didn't know it was a cop. And yeah,
but just look how it mushroomed to cops that weren't even in the area to saying some player tried to run over a cop. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Which is the farthest thing from the truth. It's just this is how these things get out of control, you know? So, lesson learned. Hopefully the PGA now has a protocol that there is no confusion and this doesn't happen again.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I would argue that they probably had a protocol in place, but that the fatality that morning kind of threw everything into a tailspin.
And there are police officers that were part of the security detail, and this officer was not a part of that. Yeah. So, right, there was some sort of miscommunication between the officers who knew who was allowed into Valhalla and this officer who happened to be on the scene because of the fatality that had occurred earlier in the day.
And couple it with the officer was reprimanded for not wearing his body cam footage, which would have told the entire story.
Right. Well, they did have two eyewitnesses who gave their detailed accounts of what had happened as well. I did see that the attorney said that they were prepared to file a civil suit against the LMPD as well. And I'm sure they would not have wanted to go down that route.
No.
Yeah. So that a part of the charges all being dropped and everything moving on, nobody's pressing charges moving forward. Everyone's dropping it and moving forward with their lives. And to your point that you made when we initially talked about this, Chew, suspiciously, the charges dropped. I have not seen any of those headlines on any of that this morning.
Crazy as the day it happened.
You did make that point, didn't you? That the television would not be as locked on.
No.
The charges being dropped, or, you know, when these things go the other way. Scotty Scheffler, Gabe, you are our golf expert. Blip in his career, right? I mean, people will remember it because of all of the chaos, and it was just one of those extraordinary circumstances. But beyond that, it won't affect his golf performance, will it?
No, not even a little bit. It's going to be one of those things that around the PGA next year, 5 years, 10 years from now, it's going to be, hey, remember when Scotty Scheffler got arrested?
Oh, 30 for 30? A little 30 for 30.
It'd have to be a 30 for 30 short.
Yeah.
This isn't a long story.
What's the other one? 60 minutes? What's the
E60?
E60.
Oh,
there you go.
Darn it. I wanted to play with him a little bit. Bat it around like a cat, Gabe. Dang it.
I just gave him his flowers. Yeah. I got to help him out, right?
Away from me.
Thanks, buddy.
This is your cue to call. We are giving away two more Snoop Dogg tickets right now on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. You guys have heard us talk about Potawatomi Amplified. It's this new concert series that they are kicking off with legendary rap, film, and media icon Snoop Dogg on Saturday, June 15th. So get your dialing fingers ready. 800-990-3776. Caller number 7 right now to 800-990-3776 will win those two tickets to Snoop Dogg at Potawatomi Amplified at the Potawatomi Casino Hotel.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Tuna. Dating app.
It's tuna.
I love tuna. I had some last night.
How do you eat your tuna?
Can we for once grow up on this show?
On 94.5 ESPN.
Here we go.
I feel bad. I have a lot of people. More so after the top of the hour when they did the old reset talking about the pizza oven. But I got a lot of people on the talk and text line who are asking about the pizza oven, who want to know what the resolution was, who want to know who the culprit was, who want to know what the circumstances are now. Did he get fired? He or she. Could be a she. She steal also.
Did not get an email saying that ESPN Milwaukee and so-and-so have parted ways effective immediately. So I don't think anybody got fired. I have not been told anything one way or the other that anybody has come forward. All the only thing I know is that the pizza oven was returned and now we can get it to the fan who won it.
Don't you fire on a Friday, though, to wreck the person's weekend?
No.
I think if somebody, you know, I think you kind of do. If somebody does something that's fireable on Monday, I don't think you wait till Friday.
You do it as soon as possible.
You do?
Yeah, you cut out the cancer. Not that they're cancer, but you know what I mean.
Okay.
Joshy, did you hear any update? Did you get any information? Has there been any development in this pizza, what was it? Cooker? Pizza baker?
Pizza oven?
Pizza oven.
Pizza oven. I have not.
I have such a way with words.
I have not heard any follow-ups. They have been few and far between. I do know there is excitement that it was returned, and I do know that there's probably solutions being looked into.
I did hear, however, that one of our higher-ups actually said that they don't want to know who it was, because if they find out who it was, then they may have to, have consequences.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's just better if we just kind of
live and learn.
Yeah. Oopsie poopsie. Speaking of oopsie poopsie, why were they making fun of my running shoes yesterday on the afternoon show? Because I accidentally left them in the studio and I was told they stink. Yeah, they're running shoes. What are we thinking? Like they're going to smell like flowers?
Yeah, but why are you leaving running shoes in your studio?
Well, obviously it was an accident. I didn't mean to leave the shoes. They were in my work bag, my Mary Poppins bag, and I must have taken them out when I was putting my computer back in, and I forgot them.
Do you have an air freshener in that bag? Seems kind of like you should probably have one.
Of all the things that are
diapers,
in the bag.
half-eaten sandwiches from a month ago, running shoes.
Running shoes smell, right? That's just like understood universally?
Yeah, I think it's more the fact that we on this show have been rather judgmental towards those people for leaving stuff behind.
Wait, but we're talking garbage. Garbage is different than me accidentally leaving
what
my
smells
shoes.
Worse, your shoes or your garbage?
Well, my garbage smells worse than my shoes.
How often do you run?
Many times, 3 times a week.
I'm going shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those things carry a funk.
But socks?
But even so, it's understood that running shoes are going to smell, right? You don't
sure.
pick it up. It's not like an apple pie and you go, this is going to be delightful.
But the problem is, if we're going to be critical of them about leaving things behind,
and then we leave something behind.
But it was an accident as opposed to intentionally leaving your junk and your garbage from the previous show behind.
Here's my question.
It stands to argue that
why put them in the bag? You're not going to run to the gym. You're going to drive to the gym. So why didn't you just put the running shoes in your car so you wouldn't leave them behind instead of in your bag?
That's a very good question. I just throw everything in my bag as I'm leaving the house and I never transferred it from the bag to the vehicle.
So you understand why they would be confused as why the hell are someone's shoes here? Because they're not thinking, well, Jen carries a Mary Poppins bag where she puts every piece of junk in
then
whatever.
They should listen to the show. I feel like everybody that listens to the show understands how the Mary Poppins bag works, right, Gabe?
Yeah, but apparently it has a hole in it. Shoes fell through.
They didn't fall out. Again, I took them out to put the computer back in, and then I just walked out. I believe Gabe and I were having a very involved conversation as we left. I was giving him my full attention. I can't believe I'm not getting more credit for a number of things here, including paying attention to my physical health.
Could you fit the pizza oven in the bag?
I mean, it's a magical bag. Of course you could.
Yeah. Haven't you seen me put a lamp out?
I don't know how she fits the things out that she currently fits in that bag. Magic's the only explanation.
It's a mystery. I can't believe I'm not getting backed up by my team here. I can't believe I have to fight you guys and the afternoon show.
Well, again, we're trying to be better than them, and when you leave things behind...
You're dragging us down.
Nobody had to smell the shoes. That's all I'm going to say. You see shoes, the first thing I think is, ooh, let me stick my nose in there.
Well, I mean, you got to pick them up probably to move them because you don't want them there because they probably smell a little bit. They've been sitting there all afternoon.
They don't smell more. I hadn't used them. Anyway, I'll take them with me. They won't be here when the afternoon show gets here. Will the Natasha's next on ESPN Milwaukee.